on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and then today, or tonight, or tomorrow, I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady, and Mike Nestor, live from Las Vegas.
What's up?
Still drunk from the previous night.
Oh, dear God.
I think he's gotten to the point now where he's drunken himself sober.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know about that theory.
Kicked out of about 3 casinos and cut off by the house.
Blame it on Jen.
Yeah, he says Jen got him drunk and she had one beer.
No, and like he went to the bathroom and the waitress came, and then I told him she had just come around. And he goes, did you get me anything? I said, no, I didn't know what you wanted. And he looked at me like blasphemy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my. Oh, I'm sorry. You just ordered like 20. I kind of figured you might be done.
Never. I don't think that comes into his mind ever.
No.
Well, I just hope.
But it was fun. It was nice to see Mike and donate some money to the local economy of the casinos.
And Vegas needs it, from what I hear.
Yeah. I thought I was going to win.
That's what everybody thinks.
Well, I know, but I really felt it.
Oh, that's why you got to be in it to win it, right?
Yeah.
That's the marketing campaign.
And he tried to get me to cash out. Like, I had $50. I said, that's $50 of hope. If I cash out, I just have $50.
Oh, I said, God. Not See, enough. This is why I could not live in Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you know why I'm drunk.
Uh-huh. Well, I think there's a stopping point that you missed, but...
Yeah.
But I come to know you. There's not one.
Yeah, and I got to get it out of my system. I'm sorry. It's going to come out.
Is this a basketball thing?
Yes, it's a basketball thing. The NCAA tournament. 2 Kansas teams. In the Sweet 16, and the Wichita State Shockers have already moved on forward to the Elite 8.
Uh-huh. And so apparently this is a really big deal because Pete, for once, changed our recording time before basketball.
I did. I pulled the Chester.
Yes, he did, and I was surprised because we were ready to go.
Yeah, I couldn't pass up watching them because, I mean, it's been a long time for us. 1983
well, that's
was the
awesome.
Last time we were in the Elite 8, and we've been in the Sweet 16 a couple times, but and not very recently, but, you know, recently enough. But, yeah, anyway, it's a big deal for us. We're a very underrated team. We don't get the credit we deserve, and I'm hoping that they can really make it far. And this year I did not do a bracket. See, and this gets to that gambling thing that I tell you about. Like, look, I go to Vegas, I lose. It's a guarantee. And then every time I do a bracket in the bracket pool, I have, if the Shockers are in it, I have them going quite a ways because I'm alum. I want to see them go a long way. And I didn't do it this year. I didn't do a bracket. And look where they're at. So. There you
Very
go.
Very nice.
Yep. So it's out of my system for the moment. Although they play tomorrow. Then we'll see what happens. And maybe in the Final Four. That'd be awesome.
Uh-oh. And then we'll be canceling another show.
Then we're getting that'll be over before our next show. So anyway, what's new in Mafia Wars?
Well, it's March Madness.
Excellent.
The biggest, newest thing, well, sort of, since we recorded, is Easter Eggcellence.
Excellent.
And the only word I have for that is pain in the ass. And the things people will do to get their eggs.
We have a spocklet for all of it, though.
Yeah.
What is it?
We have Robber BG for the robbing part. We have Assassinator for the fighting part. We have Spartacus for the arena part. We have the posting part. You can be reminded in checklist. What else are we missing? Feeds, stream scanner.
Kiss my egg.
We already have one we're working on called Kiss My Egg.
I wanted them to name it Suck My Egg.
Yeah, that would have been funny, too.
Oh, that's funny.
go suck an egg. That would have been better.
Yeah.
So,
and
yeah.
Then there's one more you forgot.
What's the other part?
What did he name that one? Oh, where are my eggs?
Where are my
That's
eggs?
That's pretty funny.
And
like
for the
crafter's choice thing.
Right. And for the first time, Zynga did something very wise. Kudos to them.
Tell me.
They actually, if you are on the banner on your page and you click the little question mark to get the help about what the event's about and stuff like that, each day you see how many eggs you've collected from each of the different categories.
I thought that was a Spock feature.
No. They actually put it in game.
They have that for the Crafter's Choice, too.
Yeah.
It's harder to see on the Crafter's Choice because it's kind of like in the fine print in parentheses.
Yep.
And they have a nice chart. And another thing they did to check on your collection, they have a link that goes right to the collection page. Otherwise,
I like that.
Do the inventory.
How far along should I be here? I'm afraid to say how many eggs I have because I didn't realize... I don't know how many you can get from robbing and killing.
Well, you can get 175 a day, but and a lot of people are confused by the feeds. It's set up. It says on their little chart that you can get 45 a day from feeds,
mm-hmm.
but that's really not how it works. You can get 15 by clicking on egg posts mm-hmm. per day, and they're impossible to find because of the mm-hmm. bots. Then you can ask to get 10, but you can only ask once every 8 hours. So if you don't have your ask times set up where
perfectly.
You can get three
perfectly,
in a day,
which I can't do.
And it was so ridiculous. I was so tired. And I'm like, oh, there's only 5 minutes and I can ask for eggs. And I set up like a fool.
Oh, jeez. How many eggs should I have?
The nice thing about the little where are my eggs? It tells you all those questions you're asking me. So if you go to your Spock toolbar and type egg, it'll say how many you could have gotten, what percentage of the way you are. And there's two different components to this. There's a collection part and a loot part.
Uh-huh.
So in order to get the collection, you need to get 1,050 eggs, and each collection item has a progress meter. So every time you hit 150 eggs, you get one.
Uh-huh.
So once you get 1,050, you can go in and vault the collection. And you have to actually go in and vault it. If you just get the bunnies, that's not enough. You have to go to the page. And I only know this because I started freaking out that I didn't have my mastery item, which is, what is that ugly thing called? It's so like...
Honey bunny or something like that.
The great... It's really creepy. It's like a male stripper outfit.
It's creepy. He looks like a Chippendale guy with like a bunny.
Yeah, the great bunny is what they call him. And this is a game like with a lot of guys playing it, like that are macho. And I don't think they really would want a loot item that looked like that.
Yeah, he's creepy. He's like Thugs Bunny, but without a shirt.
No, I call them Thugs Bunny's bitch. Like,
definitely.
5 times the size.
It really is weird.
Yeah, somebody was not right, whoever designed that.
I know. Well,
maybe they did it for effect, too. But if you vault your collection, you get this great bunny. Now, there's 4 loot items you can turn in eggs to get the loot item, and you can get up to a maximum of 3 each, so a total of 12 items plus the mastery item. And if you really think about it, instead of stressing out over trying to do this, it's just a few pieces of loot.
Right.
So if you get 10 instead of 12, who cares?
Don't
like,
overwhelm yourself.
People want to get one of each and vault the collection and be done with it.
Yeah, that's not going to happen for me.
Well, the way they did it too, because of the timing, they didn't give much room. If you're someone that has to get them all,
mm-hmm.
you could only miss. And I don't know how it's going to end. Like the reset time is at 12 a.m., but the event was released at 8. And it's on a 12-day timer, but the last 2 days are for collecting only, so you can't get any eggs. I don't know if they're going to make those last 2 days reset at midnight or at 8, and then that throws the math off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So if they cut it off at midnight and the last 2 days you can't collect, then you would need like 17. And again, this math could be wrong depending on when they actually cut it off. Mm-hmm. Where is that number? You would need 1,750. Well, and if you collected every possible egg you could get, oh no, that's every possible egg you can get. 1,750 to get all 12 loot items, you need 1,725.
Yeah, I'm not going to get there.
Minus 50 to 100, however they cut it off.
I only have 731 right now with 5 days, 21 hours.
Well, you could probably get enough to vault the collection. The main problem with this is the drop rates are on a gradient. So the more stamina you have, the longer it will take to get your eggs from fighting and robbing. And the robbing is a problem. It takes me about 2 hours and 45 minutes to get my 25 eggs robbing.
Seriously, yeah, that's, I don't have time for it.
And yeah. I have like 60,000 stamina, but my mini that has 200 stamina, like I'll click on one robbing board and like six of them will be eggs. Mm-hmm. Which I can understand, that's fair, but you're kind of punishing the people that have built their stamina and energy.
Yeah, I think it should be an even percentage regardless of what you're accounting. Yeah. What's the difference? I mean, you know, you're going to burn it anyway. And then I'm back to burning my stamina back in the arena or wherever else I was going to do it before.
Right. Yeah.
Now, the one thing that you did point out that's very important to mention was the fact that there actually are going to have a redemption period. Because unlike Richie Stash, which does not have a redemption period, I went in and started collecting everything up, and I figured, I was thinking like the other events we have, and I figured I'm just going to go collect everything, and then I'll just go build it all at one time. And the timer ran out, and it was all gone.
Yeah, that's a hard mistake to swallow.
Yeah.
Because you did the work.
It's
not like you're a noob. You just assume because the crafter's choice, the robbing spree.
Right, all of them have a redemption period.
Have that too. Crafter's choice has 5 days. All you got to do is click a button.
I know. Well, they wanted to give you 5 days in case you wanted to buy more.
Well, yeah, we know what they're thinking.
Right.
And I feel bad, too, because the Richie Stash event, once you master it, it totally disappears.
Every magic trick consists of three parts, or acts. The first part is called the pledge. The magician shows you something ordinary. The second act is called the turn. The magician takes the ordinary something and makes it into something extraordinary. But you wouldn't clap yet, because making something disappear isn't enough. You have to bring it back.
And there's been so much going on, and I usually make like a one-day reminder post, and I forgot to do that. Yeah. And you know, I apologized on my page when someone asked, and Mallory Knox was like, I blame you, because I think he did the same thing you did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the funniest part about that is we were talking about the eggs in the spot comb room, and Pete's like, oh, I redeemed mine already. I'm like, I bet you did.
Yeah, I started collecting, putting them already. I got up to about, I think, maybe 1,000.
You will never hoard.
Started building them again. No, I actually like the idea of hoarding it, because it also let you see how many you actually get before you need to master and things like that, without going and just looking at your blog and getting the answer, you know. Sometimes.
Well, it's fun, too, because you can save, you know, you can hoard and hoard, and then when it comes time to redeem everything, it's a lot more fun than just getting one thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of people made that mistake.
Right.
You've made two mistakes with the Richie Stash. The first one was you didn't know you could go into the page and there were four more ask buttons.
Yeah, missed that one too.
And so now you figure out the right way to do it.
Well, and funny enough, with that mistake I made, the first mistake I made, all the other events I did it fine. So there was just something in my mind that, you know, shifted a little bit based on, I'm sure, some other event I was doing, one of these other ask events.
Well, there's just so much.
It didn't require you to go into a pop-up window and then go in and click additional ask buttons. So my mindset, again, the same problem, my mindset was I needed to just go in, click the ask button once, and I was done. And
the ask button.
The ask. Sorry, I was...
And it's funny because we have all these begging events. You know, we had Richie Stash, then the eggs, and the property came out, the SVR showroom.
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask
mission.
The mission. And then all of a sudden, the news feeds went out. And it caused so much panic and uproar. And I don't know if any of these events are going to get extensions, but they were out for a good, I would estimate, 12 hours, maybe longer.
Huh.
Where wow. There were no news feeds for Mafia Wars. You would, you know, look for it. You'd have to actually go to people's walls. And
this must have been when I was sleeping.
Yeah, then people started making links. And I kind of got criticized because in my blog posts for workarounds, I do not like making tiny URLs. And the long links work just the same. And if you use a click trap remover, you can actually make a spockon.com link, mm-hmm. which those only go to Mafia Wars. But if you've ever been screwed over by clicking on a tiny URL and it was a virus or took you somewhere else, like, you're so gun shy to click on a tiny URL.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And when people know there's problems in the news feeds like that, you'd be surprised what they're disguising as Mafia Wars posts.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's your group page or your family page, I'm more relaxed to do that because I know the people.
Right.
But if you blindly go looking for tiny URLs, you don't know the person from Adam, you click on it, and all of a sudden,
you get a virus.
Yeah.
Or worse, you could have spent reward points.
Mm-hmm.
They were.
People do that, too. They do that on purpose.
You know, and we've also tested for that in our SpockOn link so that people can't go in and force reward point purchasing type things. Because there used to be, they would try to create short URLs, and then they'd turn around, and they'd be Mafia Wars URLs, but they'd take you to... buy the most ridiculous crap.
Yeah, like the marketplace.
Yeah,
there's actually a link that would make you buy something.
Yeah, and so we've
not
actually
cool.
tested for that too. That's not something that's a viable short link anymore within our service.
It was at one time.
Yeah, it was. And we didn't know it. I mean, you know, who would have thought?
I didn't catch it. Mike did.
But yeah.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah, yeah.
It's supposed to show.
And that wasn't a Zynga thing either. Like, everyone complained about, you know, Zynga screwing up again, but...
Well, Facebook is just such a thorn in Zynga's side, I think.
Cheating people out there that just wanted to make a point and,
yeah,
you know, whatever. And not cheating, that's a bad word, but devious people out there that wanted to just do devious things.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then at the same time that was going on, they added some stuff to the back code. And that caused some of the scripts to break. So then I was like, oh, I can't use scripts. I can't use my newsfeed scanner. I'm just going to pack it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't play that day. Mm-hmm. I went to bed and woke up and everything was magically fixed. And Team Spockholm, you guys fixed that stuff fast.
We tried to. I mean,
yeah, you did a good job.
As much as we can. And then now I hear that there may be special views of the Mafia Wars games for people.
Oh, I already got accounts that do that.
Yeah.
I heard that too.
Which means more work for Spockholm.
Well, what it is, it's Brandon Venery and, what is his name?
Jen hasn't slept yet.
I know. What it is, it's like when you're a new player or someone who hasn't played in a while, if you go to your game, you'll have this new layout and then some quests. There's 6 possible quests to do, and you won't get released into the wild Mafia, the standard game is what Zynga calls it.
Okay.
Until you complete those 6 quests. And your only options for the game at the time is to do jobs in Chicago or do the arena, and it's not a normal arena. It has a 1 stamina cover charge and a 1 stamina attack, and there's no power attack button. It lasts 60 seconds instead of 90, and you can have 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 arena players.
What do you speculate? I mean, you know, when you see something like this come out, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, they're just trying to stop minis. Or they're trying to do something different.
No, I think they're trying to lure new players.
But why not give them the regular game right from the start. I mean, what's
I don't know.
What's why would you want them to have this special view?
Well, for a while they were just putting them in the arena and they couldn't do anything.
Well, but why wouldn't you let them start? I mean, start with a regular account like we all did, and then let them build their account up, give them access to the arena after level 10 or 8 or whatever, like some of the other stuff opened up. I mean, I don't understand. I'm just trying to think through the logic of, well, why do you give them this special closed view, you know, that what they have to learn? I mean, if is it supposed to be like a training phase?
Yeah, like it has what it is. And it does have tutorial elements to it.
Okay.
It'll point
the initiation phase.
Well, okay.
It was actually kind of helpful, like if I didn't know what was going on.
Well, and that's what I'm just trying to feel my way through. If that's what it is, then that I guess that makes some sense to introduce them to these parts of the game. But there's so much information out there, you know, all your blog, the show, the others. I mean, all these families and things like that. And it doesn't really take much to learn how to do most of this. I mean, that's why we all liked the game so much initially, was it was kind of a no-brainer.
Right.
You know, it's like my mother-in-law sit and play solitaire for hours, you know, and it's just, she's still working her mind, but it's kind of like a no-brainer kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just, that's what Mafia Wars is for a lot of us. It's the release of your mind to not have to deal with the stress of your day or whatever else, or you take out your stress of the day on somebody in Mafia Wars. But
exactly.
But I mean, it's simple. It's easy. You don't have to put a lot of thought into it. And that's what's gotten complicated over time, is it's gotten a little bit more and more about, you know, becoming complicated.
A little more?
Okay, you're right, Mike.
Thank you.
From the hopper.
Mike's been pretty frustrated with his game,
yeah.
I would say.
Well, but the beauty of it. He should be, because he's dealing with those fight slow problems,
mm-hmm.
which, again, I mean, why can't they fix that stuff then instead of focusing on.
They wouldn't have lost a lot of players, had they?
No.
There's a lot of fighters that left just because of that.
Trading and fighting. They really, like, went out of their way to get rid of people.
And those are that's your moneymaker. So, the hell are you thinking?
Shake your moneymaker.
But the most interesting thing about this layout is the rewards. And daily players, the ones like us who have been playing, we don't have access to this. And I think there's over 32 different types of loot items you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And they have powerful stats. They're really big weapons. And they're not.
You got to power up if you're going to play with the rest of, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's why it's geared towards getting returning players. Like, okay, if you haven't played in a few months and you feel like you're missing out,
here's some decent loot to help bring you back into the game.
As soon as you click on it, you get 25 reward points, clams, hired guns. You get 320 loot items, 32 each of 10. That have those stats aren't as good as the quest rewards, and you get 430 skill points. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, when you do the quests, you get all items that have over 200 in stats, which for a new player, that's pretty huge.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the collector's like, well, I want to get that. But I mean, the only way I guess you could get it is to just stop playing for a couple months and come back and hope it's still there.
Take a break. We all should.
Yeah.
I just think the game won't be here when I come back.
It'll be here.
You know what's funny is, you know how people give up things for Lent. I've known quite a few people that gave up Facebook or Mafia Wars.
My wife did that last year.
For Lent.
She did a thing this year that's kind of different. I don't know. It's completely off topic because sometimes
I went there.
Things frustrate us.
My name is Doug. My master made me this collar. He is a good and smart master, and he made me this collar so that I may talk. Squirrel!
Squirrel! Anyway, she did this thing called two box a day, and what you do is you take a box, an empty cardboard box, and then you fill that box each day in Lent, and then you take and you donate it to the Goodwill.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's nice.
So you help clean your house at the same time as doing good deed for someone else.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yep.
We could dump our inventory items on unsuspecting souls.
Oh, that'd be fun.
The VLA-inator. Just dump it, period.
Let's just give him all to Chester. His account still exists.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So anyways, I think that's kind of, I can see like the pros and cons of it. Like, it shows they're doing something at least to try to get people back to playing Mafia Wars. But then at the same time, there's people that are like, you know, what the heck? I've been playing every day for 4 years and you're not giving me jack. So it's however you want. I like that they're doing that. Mm-hmm. Sure, I would love the loot items, but I think by now, if you're not an avid collector, you've pretty much are okay with not getting something.
Well, I think even the avid collectors gave up a while back too.
Oh yeah, I know a lot that did.
You just basically say, you know, I'm not gonna, yeah, I can't afford the reward points, or I can't, you know, I'm not gonna make every possible event anymore because there's just way too many to keep up with.
Yeah. I mean, if you miss a week, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah. Ike was really struggling with that. He's on vacation.
Yeah. He went to Ireland.
Right now, when this excellence thing is coming out, and, you know, I guess he finally found some internet and stuff like that, but he was concerned he wasn't going to even be able to finish the event at all. You know, and for us as players, that hurts. I mean, there's a lot of completionists, if that's a word. You know, in this game, that want to be able to finish those events. You know, you put them out there, we're going to try to do them. And, you know, good and bad. And if we don't feel like we can do them, we get frustrated. And we get frustrated, we talk about it.
We find something else to do.
And we talk about it. We talk to our friends, or we post it on Twitter, Facebook, or wherever else. And then the game gets a bad rap because we feel like we're, you know, under pressure to do 50 million things at once. Combined with trying to balance.
And he made a good point when he said, I can deal with not getting the loot, but what I won't be able to handle is having an unvaulted collection.
Yeah, right.
And they should remove the one. Like, I started playing after that long time ago 4th of July collection. Uh-huh. So I don't even see it on my collection page.
Right.
And they should do that for people that can't vault it. If it's no longer available, they need to remove it so you don't see it and feel like...
So it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, and that one you can't even, like, once the event's over, you won't
be
able to.
You forget.
Those bunnies. Yeah.
We need to create the event hydenator.
Yeah.
Or the collection list hydenator. Then we can hide that entire section of the cards.
Did I just notice late, or did the St. Patrick's crates came out after St. Patrick's Day?
They did.
No, they came out before.
Did they?
They did? I didn't notice them till after.
They're
the crate now. We got new ones called suffocation crates.
Yeah, I saw them, but I swear St. Patrick's Day was over with when they showed up on my game.
No, they were released before.
Huh. God, I really don't pay attention anymore, huh?
No, I don't buy crates anymore. I used to.
Oh, I don't either. I just noticed things that pop up on my screen.
And it was funny, I didn't even know that I was buying so many crates, like it didn't feel like it. And I made a post one day, like, kind of saying where VIP players should be, and everyone was like, why are your stats so much higher than mine? I'm like, I don't know, I just have VIP loot. And Ike went and did like his little inventory check on me. He's like, no, Jen, you have a lot of crate items.
Wow.
And so what really makes it frustrating is when you run the item analyzer and then you see that your crates that you just bought aren't any good anymore.
They don't even help you.
Yeah, so I was like, screw that. I could have bought skill points.
Yep.
Drag. But that's the way the game
March
goes.
March 9th is when St. Patrick's Day crates were released.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm like Jenna. Right. I could have swore it felt like they came out afterwards.
No.
All right.
Wow.
Maybe they hit our counts then.
They just mess with us.
They came out for you.
They don't want to be late for Jen's post.
Yeah. And I don't pay enough attention to the crates right now anyway that I would notice.
Yeah, it's just whatever is on my home screen.
And I used to do those marketplace promotions. I used to always buy crates to get the mastery item. Uh-huh. And I stopped doing that a while ago. Because I'm like, these crates aren't helping me, so I'm just throwing my reward points away when I could be saving them for health or stamina, attack or defense.
Yeah, and I did the buy the stamina refills now, if I'm going to do that event at all.
Uh-huh.
You know, for the arena.
Yeah, I'll get them in there too, especially when they go on sale.
Right. Yep.
But I'm just okay not getting the loot item.
And I'm okay with it too. I just can't win them all, you know?
That's the approach I've taken at this point. You have to, or else you feel like a failure.
Failure is not an option.
It takes all the fun out, too, if you can't find some fun in it. Yeah. You know? A lot of people leave in the game still, though.
Yeah, it's sad. I don't like when we get people in our family that all of a sudden say goodbye.
Yeah, it happens quite often.
It's like people you would never think would quit.
Yeah. It's a shame.
My dog is trying to join in the show. I apologize.
Of course.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, she hears my voice, and I'm in a different room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anything else?
Oh, I will make one quick point on Spartacus. For those people that have had, like, Spartacus stall on you, you know, which can happen because of internet connection, or you closed your laptop lid and forgot, and things like that. Anyway, it used to be when you click the start button, you get a message telling you that you've already kind of started and you can't do anything. I did add a change to that now. The behavior of the button is that you click it the first time, you get the message. But if you click it a second time, it unlocks it, and then it will actually start Spartacus back up for you. So you don't have to actually close it all down and then open it back up again to get things launched back up again. So
very nice.
That's kind of a nice little Easter egg trick to the game.
Very nice.
So, I had someone ask me the other day what we've got in the hopper, and I'm trying to think. I mean, we had the Kiss My Egg, which was kind of funny to be in the hopper.
Literally.
I was just trying to think what we've been talking about as far as new kinds of things that I don't think we have anything brewing at the moment. We need to think up something.
Mm-hmm.
Talked about
I got a lot of things brewing with me.
That's what I was afraid of.
Except for the coffee to wake you up or sober you up.
Oh, I know what you could do if you're bored.
Who are you talking to?
Mike or...
No, you.
What?
Well, I really like how Team Spotcom added the links to the walkthroughs I make.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's super cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Very, very cool.
And this week we hit 88,000 fans. Which is cool. And then I was thinking, what if there was a like button on the walk next to the link to the walkthrough?
I like it.
It would be interesting to see how many likes that would generate.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's possible, but I was fantasizing about it.
Yeah.
And then, well, my goal has always been to get to 100,000 fans before Mafia War shuts down.
You'll get there.
But we get a pretty good rate. We get about 100. It took 18 days to get 1,000. And there's also a lot of unlikes. Like every day there's probably 40 to 50 unlikes. Yeah. You know, either people can't stand us or they decided to quit Mafia Wars and unlike the page. Mm-hmm. I like to think the latter.
It's funny for us at Spockholm on our fan page, we've remained fairly consistent over time. You know, and we're closing in on 300,000 now. It's interesting to see that there hasn't been a huge drop off. So I don't know if they just stay a fan to stay a fan or, you know, like you said, you can see people saying, I don't play anymore. I'm just going to not be a fan of it anymore. You know, and doing an unlike, but interesting to think about it.
Yeah. Cause I kind of am always surprised when we get new likes. Cause I'm like, people still play that are, you know, the hardcore people that probably would have already heard of our sites.
Oh, I know what.
What?
There's something coming. I'll leave it at that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-uh.
Nobody will tell
me. It's going to be like a cliffhanger, like the ending of The Walking Dead or something.
Yes, it is. You'll find out when it gets here.
And nobody but people on Team Spotcom know.
Yep.
We can only speculate
ever.
At this point.
Anyway.
Well, you guys, I'm going to release it so I can plan my day.
What?
She wants to plan her day in accordance.
Oh, that's secret too.
Right when you go to work.
It'll be like Zynga. As soon as I go to bed or go offline, something big happens.
Yeah, that's what you said.
And these unpredictable release times, like I remember when the egg thing came out, I was just about to shut down. And all of a sudden I see I'm being tagged and
So I'm like, what's this? And then I see a new event, and then I look at it, and I'm like, oh my God, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. So I felt I owed it to, like, whoever reads my blog to stay awake and figure it out. And I don't figure these things out all by myself. A lot of people post information on the fan page, or they inbox me. Mm-hmm. And that really makes it easier. Because it was confusing figuring out the whole asking for the feeds and all that. And then how the collection worked, because that was something different. Mm-hmm. So a shout out to everyone who...
Yeah, the robbing drop rate's ridiculous, though.
Yeah. They need to fix that.
I mean, yeah.
That's the one thing I hate about the Raven. And that's every 3 days. And you're like, oh, man, I have to go rob. And then now for this thing, it's like becoming an everyday part of my life in Mafia Wars, and I hate it. Yeah. But I've been robbing in Chicago, and I have a lot of rob squads now.
Oh, goodness. I gave up once I got to 10. Or mastered it.
Well, if you want those 25 eggs, you got to rob.
I know. It's been spring break. I've been really busy. So
yep.
If I don't get them all, I'll be all right. I'll survive.
Should be able to get them. And I kind of have a feeling we might get an extension on it, just due to the fact of how close it is to be able to get all the items. And
just occasionally hear Nestor giggle.
And then with the new speed outage, I would not be surprised to see them add a day or two to this timer. Mm-hmm. At least a day, because I know I didn't get all my eggs that day. I said, screw it.
Oh dear, I think we need to let you guys wrap it up.
Yeah. Anybody got any shout outs?
That's what she said.
Oh God.
I can't shout out. Appreciate it.
Las Vegas Police Department.
I blame it on Jen.
I blame you because I lost money.
I blame it on the bean.
No, I blame Pete too because I wanted to try to stay up all night to tape the show early.
But basketball.
So I had to gamble in order to stay awake.
I offered up the afternoon option, giving everybody a chance to sleep.
That's too hard.
See?
Well, she's got to sleep.
That's
though.
What she said.
That's what she said.
Sure said. We gotta go before Mike can't speak anymore.
I know,
anymore.
Yeah.
You should see his Skype messages. They're
in oh, my God.
Hey, leave me alone.
Uh-huh. So, all right.
Any last-minute shout-outs?
I'm going to give one to Carl Watson Hoberg. And he wrote a letter, and Pete, this is kind of for all of us, but I got a letter from this guy, and it says, Dear Jana, just an FYI, I quit playing Mafia Wars several months ago, so you will probably want to remove me. Before you do, though, I wanted to say something and ask a small favor if I may. First, thank you for your contributions to the Mafia War community and all of the years of funny podcasts. They were fun and entertaining diversions when the game was down or when the game was boring and I was just grinding through tasks. Second, can you please send my regards and thanks to the gang at Spockholm for their many years of service to the Mafia War player community, creating tools to make the game more playable and enjoyable, despite the obstacles put in their path by Zynga and hostility from some in the community. I could have never continued playing without the aid of tools such as theirs, either due to a lack of time or everything manually, or the physical pain in my wrists. Sincerely, Carl. Which I thought was really nice. That
Very
yeah,
nice.
That was
yeah,
nice.
Appreciate that.
Quit playing, but still.
Maybe you'll still listen for the yeah. diversion in your life. You get to hear what's still going on in the game and the frustrations we're all still having. And
be glad you're calling
Be
us.
Glad you're gone.
So. Anyway, that's my shout out to Carl.
Excellent. Excellent.
You guys got one?
I'm just going to give a shout out to, I'm going to pull a Chester. I'm going to give a shout out to the Spock family. Just,
there you go.
They've been doing good things and keep up the good work.
Very nice.
Yep.
Jen probably wants a shout out to her pillow.
To my who?
Your pillow.
Oh, yes. But I do have one. To Johan Versteeg, I hope I pronounced that right, but he had sent me an email. I had made a post about these 10 loot items that didn't really fit with anything, and I could not figure out what they could be for. Like, the stats didn't match anything in the numbers of them, And so I made a post like mysterious special event items or something like that. And then he got one of those accounts with the new game layout and the quests. And he just wrote to me and he said, if you would like to log into my account so you can get screenshots, here's the email and the password. And so that was really nice. And I wasn't even going to make up. I was just going to say what it was. But the fact that I got to go in there and do it.
Nice.
I really appreciate it. I didn't appreciate it while I was doing it because it took a long time. But it turned out where I got all the information I needed. And I couldn't have done that without him.
Very cool. Nice. Awesome. All right. Well, that's a wrap. Unless Nestor's got anything to add.
Any parting words?
Yeah. No shout out for me.
I'm giving you the chance right now. Go for it.
Hey, I give one shout out.
Uh-oh.
To Mafia Wars for not listening to us.
There you go. Listen up. We're
that's
shouting.
That's it.
Now make my fighting work.
Word.
Fix my fighting.
And they would fix it and they'd have more money.
Yeah.
Well, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Hope you get your
eggs. Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car skid, I'm crashing to the brave new world. I want to ride.